This is Ozarks at Large. There is new news on the Mayflower oil spill, and Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly business and political news update.
On the one-year anniversary of a ruptured pipeline, ExxonMobil representatives told a Mayflower audience this past week that environmental progress has been made. The Pegasus pipeline burst on May 29th, 1 year ago, spilling crude oil and contaminating a Mayflower subdivision. Karen Tyrone, vice president for ExxonMobil Pipeline Company, tells me that the company is submitting a remediation plan to federal regulators that will include extraordinary integrity testing measures that may take more than a year to complete. The oil and gas giant has also discovered additional factors that may have caused the pipeline to rupture beyond just the manufacturing defect earlier stated as a cause. Pine Bluff-based Simmons First National Corporation will acquire Little Rock-based Delta Trust and Bank for roughly $66 million. The transaction is the second in less than a year for Simmons First, which acquired Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank in September 2013 for more than $53 million. Combined personal incomes in Arkansas during 2013 grew 2.2%, below the 2.6% U.S. average, with the state's per capita average of $36,086 pushing Arkansas's national ranking from 45th in 2012 to 46th in 2013. Walmart executives keenly focused on improving comparable sales and driving top-line revenue are testing a new Savings Catcher pricing tool as a way to drive in-store traffic and hammer home their low-price message. The program only pertains to groceries, and it allows a Walmart customer to enter a number from the bottom of his receipt into the Walmart website. The system then analyzes all grocery advertisements in the area, and if other retailers had a lower price, the difference is credited to the shopper on a Walmart gift card. A journalist who sparked a wave of negative publicity for Bill and Hillary Clinton in the 1990s shared his cautionary tale of fostering Clinton hating and his conversion to supporting the Clintons, including a 2016 potential presidential run by Hillary Clinton. David Brock, who once wrote stories that included scandals involving Paula Jones and Arkansas State Troopers for the conservative magazine The American Spectator, said he was duped by right-wing opponents of the Clintons into writing stories he later discovered should have been discredited. Republican gubernatorial candidate Curtis Coleman rolled out a tax cut and regulatory reduction plan that he said would benefit mom-and-pop businesses, encourage more military retirees to the state, and stoke economic investment in depressed parts of Arkansas. Coleman said his plan, which would eventually cost about $2.3 billion, would drop unemployment below 5%, add 100,000 new jobs to the state, and result in a 20% reduction in the number of Arkansans living below the poverty level. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.